Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called What's the ROI of Local SEO Compared to Paid Ads? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you, are you stuck deciding between dumping more money into paid ads or dialing in your local SEO? I hear this question every week. Which strategy really gives you the better return, especially if you're running a local business on a tight budget? Today, I'm going to strip away the hype and give you a straight answer. First up, let's talk costs. Paid ads, whether you're using Google, Facebook, or something else, are fast. No question. You can get leads coming in the very same day. But here's the kicker. As soon as you stop spending, those leads dry up. And if you want to scale, you've got to pony up even more cash. Local SEO, on the other hand, often has a heavier lift up front. That could mean time, money, or both for website optimization, local citations, content creation, and building your Google business profile. But, and this is what most folks miss, once you get over that initial hill, maintenance costs drop way down while results keep coming in. So when you're weighing the ROI of local SEO compared to paid ads, you have to think beyond just month one. Now, sustainability, one of the biggest advantages of local SEO is that results compound over time. With paid ads, take your foot off the gas and you disappear overnight. But with SEO, if you've built authority and visibility in your area, you can keep generating leads and calls even if you pause your activity now and then. It's not totally set it and forget it, but it is a far more durable source of business. So the real ROI of local SEO versus paid ads is about long-term gains versus short-term spikes. Let's talk about lead quality. People trust organic local results more. When someone clicks on your Google business profile or finds you in the map pack, they're usually looking for exactly what you offer and ready to take action. Paid ads can bring in volume, sure, but organic local SEO often delivers fewer yet far more qualified leads. This trust and buying intent can swing the actual ROI in favor of local SEO even when you're not seeing the same number of leads. So what's the play? Don't pick a side just yet. Track your real numbers. Cost per lead, customer lifetime value, and overall return from both channels. Here's a no BS move. Claim and optimize your Google business profile right now, then set a manageable paid ad budget for the month. After 30 days, compare the data, not guesses, not gut feelings, real results. In my experience, sustainable growth usually comes from a balanced approach. SEO builds your foundation. Paid ads give targeted boosts where you need them. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.